Tits.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Someone just sent me this.
What's that?
I guess we can just play it on here. Somebody like highlighted. I guess Judy Gold went in on Shane.
Oh yeah.
And she was on Rich and Bonnie's show complaining about how rap is bad.
Oh. So what an awesome in touch ass take.
Before you think that this is like a woke take or she's punching up or down, she's shitting on rap music because it's like, you know, for apes or whatever.
Yeah. A 50-year-old Jewish lesbian.
Well, she cites like Gershwin as being like, I don't know what the fuck she I'm not
Boo.
Listening to the whole clip. But this is that.
Fuck
is,
that.
She thinks
dude.
George
this is
Gershwin
someone who
is
thinks
better.
That
then what? Cuban Link? Only built for Cuban Links?
Yeah.
Please. Shut up,
this
dude.
Is someone who
the
thinks
chef would
Shane
kill
does
him.
Lazy comedy.
Yeah. Just like me, they long to be. Fuck you, bitch, mother, tits, ass! Boss nigga, boss nigga! What?
Fall down from the sky. Bitches, motherfucker!
She's doing a character. That's not really.
That's called satire.
She's like,
called
satire. What if this kind of music was rap music?
Oh yeah. What if that song?
Yeah.
That's really, really good.
The Carpenters. Mm-hmm.
And first of all, it's smart. It's necessary.
It's smart. It's necessary.
And it's important political
it's
commentary.
That's the best kind of bit, right?
Let's see what
when
Judy...
someone says the rap is crap.
Yeah.
Let's see
the
what
Ben
Judy...
Shapiro bit.
Judy had to say, yeah, it's literally his take.
Yeah, it's literally Ben Shapiro's take.
And Ben Shapiro wouldn't be fucking out there dropping in.
Even Ben Shapiro knows you gotta be sneaky about the racism.
You gotta say that when the mics are off.
That's fucking wild. If she's just freely dropping N's.
Just dropping N-bombs.
While talking about how rap music is not music. And then what did she say about Shane?
She wrote something because Christopher Titus shared her article.
From the show, Titus, dude.
Yeah.
All he does, I'm shocked he's not racist.
He's
right?
definitely
his
done
comedy
some
is
shit.
Yelling. All he does is yell.
I don't know. It's mostly like. It's the kind of
it's like if Louis Black was white trash.
Dude, I liked his show, but
yeah.
Titus stand up has always sucked. It's always been like this is like it's the kind of humor that like my manager at the car dealership would do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like doing bits because people are trying to share his bit where he says like the word retard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like there's nothing even bad there. But it's like he's like, I would never call an intellectually disabled person the R word.
Oh,
I wouldn't
do
that. And he's like in fact, if I heard someone do that, they'd have to deal with me physically. And then it's like people are like clapping for him.
What?
That's a good bit, dude.
Yeah, well, and then he's like, but we all got that friend that's got 9 beers and he's hanging out the side of the car and saying, hey, cop, come over here. He's like, the point is, he's like, but we all know a retard.
Oh.
Which is like,
it's Louis C.K.'s.
Stand-up comedy has been so ruined for me that like you see every bit coming
from
a million fucking miles away.
You know the bit.
The only things that are funny are like people that have like a distinctive style and are able to deliver those obvious premises in a way that like works. Burr is one of the few people that still can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where like any point Burr is going about to make, you know it's coming, right? As a comedian.
Sure.
But he still has... Just
he
like
a voice.
An effective personal style.
Yeah.
And every once in a while you get wrapped up in that style, and that's why you don't see it coming necessarily.
Maybe, yeah. Christopher Titus is not one of those people.
Not at all.
Not even remotely close.
I did. His dad on the show was racist.
Yeah.
I remember that from watching it. It was that old guy with the mustache.
Who?
Yeah.
Titus's dad.
So which brings me to this is Judy Gold's article, which brings me to the interesting case of comedian Shane Gillis, which some people think is about political correctness run amok. On Monday, it was announced, blah, 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 it was reported that someone unearthed a podcast from 2018, blah, 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 described as pushing boundaries. Some people say his firing means that comedy's being censored. They're wrong. Shane Gillis has every right to say what he wants, blah, blah, blah. Let's get a few things straight. The clip wasn't exactly dug up. It's not old. It's from last year.
Okay.
It's true. Some have known. I didn't read this because I've read so many takes on this.
Yeah. Well, my favorite is that he's a menace to society, a racist menace.
Yeah. But Gillis's podcast was not from his young and stupid teen years. It wasn't material being worked out on stage.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah.
How can you say, that take is stupid, right? No matter what. But how can you say that knowing
You're dropping N bombs.
Right, you got a clip out there from 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, before she wrote this article.
Not, I have no.
But it has to be within the last.
It's Rich and Bonnie's show. On
it's not last couple of years.
Mm.
And that song. What's that song?
To be fair, Bonnie says drops a couple N bombs in there too. But she's from
Canadian.
Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't have slavery.
And it means a different thing there.
Canada literally means ends in the restaurant culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So to be Canadian, you're basically, if you're in a restaurant, I would, because sometimes they serve food at Sirius, I would consider that to be in a restaurant.
It counts.
And Bonnie's allowed to use the N-word.
Yeah.
Because in a restaurant, everyone knows when waiters say, we have a couple of Canadians at table five.
Is that, that's
you've
how
never
they
heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's what that means.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Because they don't tip or something? Is that?
No, because it's,
they
that's
don't
why
tip
when
in Canada?
If you work in the food service industry and an actual black family from Canada comes in, the waiters are, they got a shit-eating grin on their face. And they're like, yeah, we don't get a lot of Canadians in here.
Oh, okay.
It's so nice to serve Canadians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At least that's what I would do. And then you know, I go in the back and I'd be like, guy, well, you know, the Canadian thing. And everybody's giving me blank stares. That was the last time I ever worked at a restaurant.
You know how we all say this thing, but mean it.
Come on, we're all restaurant guys. I remember when I was like, every job I had as a teenager, I had this mentality about like, you fuck the employer, we should all be stealing.
Yeah.
And I would just like announce, like, I would steal things from my grocery store job and be like, yeah, of course you steal. Fuck these people.
Right.
And like, just getting blank stares from other employees.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they just don't.
No.
Like, you don't think that way?
No, and they really, truly don't.
Nick, you're being a bad team member.
I got told on at a grocery store job. Yeah, some fucking
by another underling?
By the guy that was fucking old ladies in the
tattled on me. And the manager liked me, too. He was like, did you steal? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, come on. And he's like, I would have bought it for you. I'm like, no, don't waste your money.
That's not what it's about, man. Yeah, we're friends.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not, it's nothing personal. He's like, we got to fire you. He's like, I called corporate. I tried to do everything I could. We got to fire you over a fucking candy bar.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's was that like the same grocery store where the Mexican guy claimed to be having sex in the back?
Oh, yeah. They did not fire him for that.
Salute to that man, dude, again. Yeah, that's fucking stupid, man.
Oh, yeah. This article is mostly she's mad that he said that women aren't funny.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, that's just true.
Yeah, come on, Judy.
Come on, Judy. Shane's a lot funnier than you.
Mm-hmm,
no that kidding. Is so funny that she's mad. She's not mad at the slur. Like...
Yeah, I don't know, because I saw other comics going in on this, and this is, like, mostly fine. So now I feel bad for playing that end clip.
No, you know.
Honestly, what I saw was Christopher Titus calling Shane, like, a mama's boy and being like, thank you, Judy Gold, which Christopher Titus's tweets are a lot better if you read them in Michael Rapaport's voice. Actually, I feel like they should share a voice. I feel like they should be forced to share a voice.
Oh, he really is not Italian Rapaport.
Yeah.
Rapaport's Jewish.
Rapaport's Jewish.
What?
Yeah.
So he's just like pretending to be black and Italian at the same time?
Well, he's just from New York.
He's just a wigger, dude. Yeah. Jews love being wiggers.
He's Michael Rapaport, every New York teenager talked like that in 1992.
Mm. Yeah, he just never changed
just
the
never
way
stopped.
He talked.
Yo, when we gonna go
that
get a slice
true.
Of pizza? You know. And so then I guess respect to him.
Yeah,
he's staying true to his roots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While other people started talking like Adam.
Yeah.
It's true. You wouldn't believe how I used to talk.
We've got a lot of tapes.
You still do that.
Around
black people. I remember that week when you were trying out dead ass, and it took a lot for me to not really.
I wasn't trying out dead ass for a week.
He did take it out for a spin.
As a 31-year-old Jewish man from Las Vegas, you were saying,
I didn't try it out at 31, first of all. It might have been 27.
No.
But also, I wasn't trying.
Oh, my. It was not 27.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
In college, I
27 was 4 years ago?
Now you're starting with, okay.
No, this is your fault for saying
myself.
I was trying to, but you got egregious.
Okay, I want to.
First of all, I wasn't even in New York back I just moved.
Wait, you remember the dead ass period?
It was literally last year. It was very. It was recent.
As long as
bro.
People are going through old tweets, can somebody please try to cancel Adam with dead ass? Seth Simons, if you're listening, go through and find Adam saying dead ass.
Oh, Seth Simons, you could fucking bring it,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
I spent the weekend doing gay research.
What a fucking nerd, dude.
You know what the funniest
part
is?
What a fucking loser.
That guy sucks.
He did it. He did this whole thing. And he's like been like clearly tweeting 24 hours a day, not sleeping for 2 weeks, like losing it.
Break,
he probably
thinking,
did it for $500. For like one, like for one, like
Vulture
article.
And he still
article.
Has like 3,000 followers. It's
you
not
don't
like
get $500 to write a Vulture article.
How much do you get?
You probably pay $100 freelancing.
God. Amazing. What a amazing.
Also, he didn't write a Vulture article. It was on
Substack.
Wait,
is that guy trying to also be a comedian?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's a failed comic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just reeks of failure.
But that's the other thing, too. Sucks, first of all, as a failed comic myself, I take offense to this idea that like all failed comics turn into these critics of the fucking
that's
thing.
True.
No, but all critics probably are.
Well, it's
comics.
Critics or podcasters, and you chose your path, dude.
I chose my path.
Yeah.
I chose the more noble of
but
the mage. It's like choose your class of failed comics.
Brandon
stepfather,
was in town,
critic, or podcaster.
Right. When Brandon was in town, we went through we just searched
Anyways,
Seth Simons
on
YouTube.
On.
Wait.
Hold on a second before we move on from this. You were absolutely
No.
trying out
no,
dead
no,
ass.
No.
You go to lunch and you'd be like dead ass. I thought that was like and it's like what you
I probably
stop.
Said it ironically.
Too, no. Dude. You were trying it out. You like you thought for a second it would be okay to talk like you were fucking
this
you know,
isn't
from
true.
The Bronx.
This isn't true.
It's 100% true.
It was, man. There was a period where we were both listening to the Bodega Boys a lot, and it bled into your speech.
Maybe that, yeah. maybe
and not
that's
mine, because I have
which is the way language works. I mean, it's
yeah.
Like,
you hear things and then you adopt
them. It's just funny to make fun of people for being so transparent and flimsy and not.
Especially someone that's moved to New York in the last 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that is not 3-4 years.
What do you mean 4 years? No way.
It was not when it was 2 years. You've been here how long?
I found my voice since then.
You've been here how long?
It's not that it's how black people talk. It's that how like youth talks.
Yeah,
it's
how kids talk.
The fact that you're over 30.
I probably wasn't over 30.
You're like a fucking old man.
Oh my god! Yes, you fucking were,
guys.
True. No one says YOLO anymore.
I know, but if YOLO had come
me
out
me and my
now,
friends at the skate park never say YOLO anymore. Yeah. We stop.
If YOLO had come out, that's the thing too. It's like if you could skateboard, you would be skateboarding. You can't.
I can skateboard.
That's why you're not one of those guys.
I'm incredible.
No, you can't at all. Because you don't know how
you're
going to
pick it up I like when you have a kid. Mm-hmm. You're going to actually like take lessons and shit when you're like
well,
a 42
year old. Well, yeah, we're
going
to go. Me and my
man.
Son are going to go to Woodward.
No, it's
going to
be you by yourself.
Because all the gay shit I did as a baby, I just never stopped doing.
Same.
I still play video games.
Yep.
I'm still playing Switch in bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
People
well,
like, come
I still
hang out. I'm like, no, I'm depressed.
I still speak in AAV. You know, that's something I did as a child.
Yeah.
And I will never stop. No. Okay. I did go search Seth Simons on YouTube with Brandon when he was in town.
Everyone was posting that bird video.
There's the bird video, but what's even better than the bird video is he got involved in Philadelphia street battle poetry. And I feel like this is really lost.
Shut the fuck up.
I feel like this is really lost.
That's incredible.
Lost in the shuffle, and because the bird poem is short enough, kind of to like retweet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this is just him doing
this
poems.
Is spoken bird poetry.
Him doing poems against black people on the streets of Philadelphia, and then the format is that like random passersby vote on who's better,
and he
loses every single battle.
Of course,
he loses every single battle, and it is so funny because he talks in that like. If you go to like a fucking like academic reading or something, mm-hmm. that like cadence that they talk in, where it sounds like they're a little bit British too, and like that's exclusively how this person talks.
Hmm.
And yeah, I mean there's some
incredible. How's he like Pope? You know, it's like is it like rapping or
he
it,
has one poem that's
or is
horny.
It like,
he has one. He has one that's horny.
Nice.
That is just so uncomfortable to watch.
Hell yeah.
Actually, I kind of want to pull it.
You should pull it up, man.
Check. Okay.
Triple
this is
check.
Upside down, so I keep worrying that I...
What is the thing?
Well, the R
dude, it's...
Is
did you see his tweet? Because, like, in response...
Check.
Yeah, good.
In response check. To the bird poetry check. Thing where he's like, yeah, pull check. Up my old art that's bad.
Check,
and not
check,
my-
check,
check, check. Wait, wait.
Checking.
Checking are we the
checking?
Mics.
Checking.
Just checking.
Anyways, go ahead, what's Adam. Going on?
He said, yeah, pull up my
test.
Testing. One,
test-
two.
Testy. A, B.
I'm glad you're back.
is it picking me up on the high end?
Yeah,
am I clipping?
We're good. Okay. Where
all
were
right,
we?
Go ahead.
What's going
what
on?
What are we talking about?
So
test.
Check.
Go.
Check. Ooh, ooh.
We got a... Okay, yeah. One-on-one street slam. Seth yeah, Simons dude. Versus Kerwin Sutherland.
Is that Seth talking right now?
Yeah. Hell yes. Kerwin.
This is also just him.
Let me see. A fat black man versus
just wearing a purple hoodie.
Smiling hard as shit.
From my mother's diary, April 1992.
Are you kidding?
Tuesday. Today it rained. Seth looked at the rain and barked. We think he thinks he's a dog.
Oh, oh God. Well, this shit sucks, dude. Stop playing this.
Wednesday.
No, I got to find the horny one.
Yeah,
no.
He's so unfunny. It's not like you could just be like, what's his comedy like? And you go, I don't know, a faggot.
Oh, it's
and
it'll
give you enough yeah. information. I don't need to actually watch the spoken bird poetry thing. What he is, this is like it's a type of person that like went to school and they were like, well, I decided I'm funny now. I yeah. did enough homework. I'm funny.
right. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
What's been going on in America since I'm gone, guys?
That's it, dude. Really, that was the only thing. Kevin yeah. Spacey murdered
oh,
somebody.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
Oh, and that motherfucker, that Canadian motherfucker keeps doing black or did
dude,
blackface.
I love the way he's like, yeah, I fucking did it. So
I did
what?
Some blackface.
Yeah, and there's going to be more.
Okay. That was awesome. No, he was
didn't
like,
he say he
I
likes
can't
costumes?
He said he can't guarantee there won't be more yeah. in the future. Like, this motherfucker did blackface
well, kind of
so
in
often.
In his defense, the fact that he painted his hands is like, okay, then I kind of do buy
black
that.
Hands.
I just like art. I just like costumes.
Well, he
it's
needs...
Just like, I saw some dumb bitch tweet.
Is that what
day.
He said?
Yeah, yeah. What some dumb bitch was like, in 2002, I was Cleopatra, and I never once thought of darkening my skin for my costume. And it's like, yeah, I'm sorry that you didn't put effort into your costume.
Right.
Yeah.
You're everyone lazy. Probably thought you were costumes. Jasmine, you fucking idiot. Also,
Cleopatra was white as hell.
Yeah.
She's Greek, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And she was ugly.
Yeah.
She was not hot.
Was There's it Ptolemy?
Ptolemy. Ptolemy, yeah, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, those Ptolemies were white.
She had
as shit.
Fucked up a fucked up nose, but she had power, and that turns me on. And I would still
she
fuck her.
She had Artie's nose.
She had no.
My
nose.
Man's looking kind of good though.
Dude, he looks amazing.
I was shocked because I remember, dude. Even like a couple, you would see him. He looked like a ghost.
He looks like
the
he's
color
taken
was drained
20
from his
years
face.
Off. He's never looked that good.
Yeah.
Wait, he got his nose.
He
back?
Got sober.
No.
For
the nose
fucking,
is fucked
he
up.
He got sober for like a month, and he looks great.
He's glowing. He's like he's vibrant.
He
That's
looks like
awesome.
A completely different guy.
Good for him.
He's tan.
Yeah.
That can you fix that nose, or is that nose fucked?
I mean, you could probably fix it.
You
but
get reconstructive surgery. Right?
I don't know. I don't know. Noses are tricky. No. Michael Jackson's nose was like crumbling.
Yeah, but he made it smaller. Artie just wants to make it look good, nice.
I know, but like at a certain point, he probably tried to make was like, oh, it's too small.
What if someone gets their nose, their shit blown off in Iraq, though?
I think you wear like just a prosthesis, maybe.
No, that's from that show, Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
That was smoking in the '20s. You
and that guy
idiot.
Lost his nose from syphilis.
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah. Oh no, it was from the war.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Can't you lose a nose from syphilis?
No, you go fucking crazy if you.
No, you lose your nose from syphilis. Stage one of syphilis, you get like smaller sores on your dick or whatever. Stage two syphilis, because then it goes dormant and it just sits in your system. And then when it comes back, it's all over your fucking body. And that's where you lose your nose, and then you lose. Then that goes away, and then like stage three is it like eats your brain.
Damn, syphilis is all over the whole damn body.
But I feel like syphilis is like
they really
throwback,
fucked your
right?
Ass.
They got rid of that.
I think you
the only one that's bad is AIDS now. And herpes. Herpes AIDS, doesn't go dude. Away.
Seems like fine.
Seems like AIDS is fine too now.
You talk to your gay friends, they're like, yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
You have HIV, it's fine. As long as you're non-detectable.
What's funny is like Artie looks all cleaned up in that picture that they keep posting.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, I mean, you know in your heart he's going to be a monster.
He's got the monster inside of him.
I hope not, man.
I hope not either.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. It's like when I clean my apartment, I'm like, finally, and it's going to stay like this, mm-hmm. and then I'm like sleeping in garbage in 3 weeks.
The garbage doesn't leave, though. That's one thing.
That's true.
The bag, you always have a contractor's bag in the middle of your apartment.
Yeah.
Full of trash.
Oh, this is it? Yeah, he looks great in this pic. Yeah.
Shut up.
What do you say shut up?
You're fucking copying everybody.
He dead ass looks great.
Dude, shut up, dude.
Shut up.
I just want to talk in the flavors of New York.
I got a flavor you can have in your mouth,
can
dude.
Can you talk with all the flavors of New York?
Damn, so that's it. Huh? I didn't miss much.
Yeah. Nah, man. Things have been shitty.
Yeah. America sucks. I'm going to move to Greece, dude.
Yeah.
I went to my cousin. My cousin's in... he's like in a play. I guess they still do like comedic plays. That's like a big, it's like a big deal. He was in a play with like the most famous Greek comedian like mm-hmm. there is.
Yeah, and Giannis Pappas?
No. Like straight. His name is Marcos Seferlis, and he's just like this ugly man. Like he's not. He's like got some star power, whatever. But like, the sketches were all straight up like. What if a guy was gay? It's just, like the first sketch, they come out and he does this like big opening number and it's like, whoa, this is like theater and it's like lights and shit. And I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. This is going to be cool. And then the first sketch is, it's Wheel of Fortune. He's the host. And there's a fat lady that annoys him, a gay guy that tries to fuck him, and a hot girl with big ass titties that he tries to fuck.
Oh, like kind of like Sabado Gigante.
It's literally, the sketch is just like calling the gay guy a homo and then like literally threatening to beat up the lady for being fat.
I would be in the audience of this watching it like seriously, not understanding that it's a comedy. Like, why does everybody disagree with this guy?
Dude, it was incredible. And
it must be awful for those people to have to be in such a toxic environment with a man that so clearly hates them.
Yeah. Well, that's, dude. And I had to leave early because my boat to Athens got delayed as fuck, and I had to do some shit early in the morning. And apparently, the play started. It was listed at 8. It always starts at 9:45. This guy's like Guns N' Roses. Like, he doesn't come out on time. And it was a Sunday, and it went till 3 a.m., and I was like, yeah, the play. And I was like, all right, I'm going to leave. I'm not staying for all this. So I missed my cousin. And the next day I saw him. He's like, dude, what the fuck? You didn't even see me play the gay gypsy. He was like, that's my big number. I play the gay gypsy and the horny old lady. Literally, those are my cousins.
He's got range.
I like that these motherfuckers invented plays.
Yeah, they did.
Now they're the worst at it.
They invented the smiley and the frowny.
Dude, we really did.
They invented emojis. Yeah.
did they let women be in plays, or is that like Shakespeare didn't?
Right, it was all drag.
But Greek people probably did.
I don't know. No, I think they used boys, right?
No, they fucked boys.
Oh, I think Shakespeare used boys.
Shakespeare used like a feminine man to be a woman. Like you could play every
I think
woman.
They used like boys.
No, I think you were like 14, 15, like if you were Juliet.
That's a boy to me.
Mm. Not back then, dude.
Back then that's a man.
You were a man at like
with a
11.
Family.
Yeah, your job would be to bring milk to the babies. If we lived in ancient times, you would be a
milkmaid.
You'd be a eunuch, mm-hmm. and they would send you to the doctor and be like, "Oh, I don't even have to cut his balls off. They're not there. They're too small to be bald.
I can't. My scissors are too. They're too small for my knife.
We only
knife.
Have these ancient scissors. That are these giant ancient scissors that won't work on his small balls. So we can just give him a job bringing milk to the babies.
You guys know I have low hangers.
You do, but they're little.
Yeah.
They're tiny. Dense.
They're not
They're
little.
Heavy.
They're small balls.
They're small,
I don't
but
have
they
small
hang
balls at
low.
All.
Yes, you do. And on my old phone, I had a video of them hanging, but
they're
not small.
And you know I shoot. And you know I shoot ropes.
No dude, one says small. You shoot ropes.
Never
dude.
Happens.
I shoot.
No one
huge
says you
loads.
Shoot ropes.
It's actually too much load.
No, shut up.
I've been told. I've been told it's too
by
much.
By a cum. Liar.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I just saved
by
my.
By someone who had nothing else to say to you.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's too much cum.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, did you have a good... Was that as good for you as it was for me?
They're like, it was a lot of cum.
Well, there was a lot of cum.
Well, I was like, that's after. What about during?
The cum was a lot.
And then the silence.
Bachelor Adam.
Bachelor Adam, dude.
Throwing teaspoons of cum in front into a bunch of strangers, and they pretend like it's too much cum.
Yeah, what she said was like, I think you're eating too much of your own cum.
She didn't say that.
Like, Adam's got a bib and a spoon.
It went from being like kind of like a weird hot thing to now it seems like you just want to drink cum.
I don't drink.
And he's like, oh, you're saying I make a lot of cum? She's like, no, you've just ate
you're
too much.
You're eating too
it's
much
a
cum.
Small amount, but you've eaten too much of the small amount of cum.
Yeah. Well, maybe she wants some. You're hogging up all your own load.
You're jet.
She wants. She's like, Adam, I want to eat this cum, but well, every time you're about to bust, also, you put your mouth over your own dick.
Everyone knows it's my cum. All right, it's not hers. I'm not giving her the cum
more when your prostate is being stimulated by a strap on.
No, that's not true. That's
Oh, they said it's too much cum, and that's because you have a fucking 12-inch
dildo. Everyone knows that's not true.
Just squeezing.
You're
all
fucking
the cum
a girl. You have one of those rubber suction dildos up against the wall, and you put your ass every time you push out of her pussy, the dildo goes into your ass. Do you see the visual?
Yeah, I mean,
woman, you suction cup dildo going into your ass.
Let's compromise and say you had gay sex.
We don't have to compromise here.
Look at him in a good compromise. Yeah. No one's happy.
That's
all
not
the way.
A compromise.
So we'll compromise.
You guys aren't happy.
A woman walked by a window and a man was coming all over your face, and she said, "That's too much cum."
Is that what you meant, Adam?
And we'll leave it at that. And that's where we'll compromise.
Fair's fair, dude.
You know, for everyone listening, we're just having a fun time.
No,
right
we're
now.
Learning how to compromise.
No, we're not.
Who was the guy who was the great compromiser in the Whig party?
Neville Chamberlain.
I don't think so. I think it was in America.
Oh.
Yeah, was it?
Leonardo Tungsten.
Leonardo Tungsten, that's
it. Yeah, that's you, Adam.
Leonardo Tungsten?
Yep.
Yeah, he was in the Whig party.
Mm-hmm. Because his head was covered with cum.
The wig snatching party.
Oh, that's
cool.
He went YOLO. He swerved and went YOLO.
Skirt, skirt, skirt. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I love these early fall days.
It's the best,
nice.
Dude.
It's been really nice. It's going to get warm again this week. This
crisp.
I kind of want to go to the beach one more day.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about taking my glove and a baseball out to the field, like a park where people can see me and throwing it and then just walking and picking it up.
Do that for like 3 hours?
Yeah, be like, hey, how you doing? My son's dead. How's it going? Great day, huh?
Beautiful
oh, yeah,
day
my son died.
Yeah, my son used to, me and my son used to play catch here before mm-hmm. he was abducted and yeah, fucked and
he
then
got,
they
he got
killed.
Run over by a black woman, so I started an organization to stop black women from driving. It's called Fathers Against Black Drivers.
Yeah, I pretty much can't get funding or like, I keep trying to make it an organization, but no one's approving it.
No one's coming to the meetings.
I keep getting cease and desist letters.
Nonprofit.
Yeah. I keep both mad the mother's thing and then the magazine both tell me to stop. Because it's Alfred E. Newman saying, we got to get these black ladies out of these cars before they kill all of our kids. Officially sponsored by Mad Magazine.
Yeah, Alfred E. Newman has star power, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm thinking I'm going to... Here's my new plan. It's got to be easy to get famous in Greece. I want to be the guy doing plays.
How big of a country is it?
I couldn't even tell.
Did you go to the Olympiacos Tottenham match?
I didn't. I was flying. I would have if I was there. I was flying
home.
Yeah,
that would have been cool.
And they came back, baby.
They came back 2-2.
Olympiacos.
You could have shouted as much anti-Semitism as you wanted. It would have been the right venue.
Dude.
That's the Jewish team.
Bro. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but I don't support them.
No.
I'm a gooner.
You support
Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
just
right.
One of the more pathetic teams.
Makes sense. Yeah, dude, I want to fucking live in a little cottage. A gyro over there costs €2.
That's that, lunch, like three dude. Bucks?
Yeah, dude.
That's sick.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
Literally the day I got back, I ordered a fucking gyro from BZ Grill.
You said BZ is just as good as Grease.
It's the closest thing.
That's a Cumtown endorsement. If you're in Astoria, Queens.
Although, what it pains me to say, owned by Albanians.
Oh. The money's going right back to Eldis.
Like, it's going right back to Eldis and his kinfolk.
That is kind of beautiful that your best friend's Albanian.
Yeah, dude.
I should get a Palestinian.
Oh, the other thing,
everyone knows
out.
How good of a guy I am.
Yeah. Dude, the other thing I found out about my crazy grandfather that like collected birds.
The bird guy?
He was a fucking political prisoner. He was tortured and apparently he was a communist. The bird guy was a communist.
No, they threw communists and retards in prison.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
The way the Holocaust had
gays,
gypsies.
Gypsies, retards.
Burt Lancaster?
Yeah. No, his grandfather. Oh, the bird man. The bird man of Alcatraz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my grandfather was apparently a fucking communist, and he almost died. And there was some guy on my grandmother's side that was a fucking bounty hunter that came to America in like the 1900s.
Oh, like the Old West?
Yeah, dude.
Some guy?
Greek guy that was like hunting down fucking Apaches.
No one in my family was cool.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
You had one history. Cool guy.
Your dad Who? Fucking makes...
That great-grandfather that committed suicide in Prospect Park?
That's not cool.
I don't know.
That
is cool. Dude, that's...
That's pretty cool.
That's goals.
Yeah. I don't even know what he did.
Brooklyn!
He raped children and yeah, his conscience drove him to killing himself.
Yeah, because apparently he killed himself like when my grandpa was like 15. So
oh damn.
Yeah, that was like I don't know.
When 19, he stopped getting hot to
20.
Him.
20. Yeah.
He was like, if my son's not hot anymore, he's becoming a man, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah.
I don't even want to fuck my own boy.
Yeah.
Huh?
I wanna like, you know what I wanna do is have a family, right? You have a son, your oldest son or whatever, and then you dress up like a little girl, you know, like with like pigtails or whatever and a bow in your hair and a big lollipop, and then you're like, son, you're the man of the family.
You have to be brave now.
You're going to have to be brave because you're the man of the family now. Because I'm a 6-year-old girl.
Oh, you're not even trans. You're a girl. Well you are, but also in age.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You're... Now you're the man.
You're the man of the house. I will be calling you
car
daddy.
Dealership and you're daddy.
Now I will be expecting candy every day.
You better get sponsored for skateboarding soon because you got to put food on the table, pal.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yep. Just a fucking beautiful fall day with my boys. I'm jet lagged as a bitch. When's the last time you went on vacation, Adam?
Japan.
South Africa?
Japan, I guess.
That was a work trip, dude.
Well, the Japan part was vacation.
We should go to
I don't go on Korea. Vacation enough.
I would go to Korea.
Yeah. I would like to, yeah. What do you mean? You said we.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I just thought about the logistics.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine like you.
But
like,
anyway, we're gonna actually.
You
send
me the flight, and then I like get one.
Adam, yeah. I'm gonna be somewhere, and Nick's gonna be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Where?
It does
on vacation
great.
Without
be
me.
Like, no, like, I'm like, oh yeah, let's all go to Korea. And then I get you a ticket.
I was about to say.
To
yeah.
South Central Los Angeles. And we go to Korea, and you get off the plane. You're like, what? And then a bunch of hoodlums.
Yes.
They don't have an airport
the plane
there.
Plane lands at the intersection of Watts and Compton.
Yeah. Crenshaw.
Yep. Crenshaw and...
You'll be going to Nipsey Hussle's old store.
Yeah, and Marcus Garvey Avenue.
Shouts out to Marcus Garvey. He was pretty funny.
Yeah, I like how so much of like, it was like Titus complain about fucking, you know, Shane or like any of these older guys when like so much of their era of comedy was like, you better not ever go in that neighborhood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You better have a drive through.
GPSs there. Need to have a ghetto, a thing to pass the ghetto.
Yeah.
Where's the ghetto in
some get you through the hood? so you don't get shot. As if that's what's happening there. Is they're like, look, man, that guy's trying to drive to the suburb.
Let's shoot him.
They've got snipers.
Let's go to prison for murder.
Just a bunch of snipers in throwback jerseys on top of the roof. Just trying to get, if they see a white man in a sweater vest. They're about to Chris Kyle his ass.
That's what people think about Antifa. They think Antifa is like just trying to murder you.
So true.
That is true.
That's so true that that's the same.
What do you mean? Why'd you do that sarcastic thing? It's good. The show's back on track. I'm doing it for the show.
That wasn't even a bad point. It was just fun to just do that.
Yeah. It was a decent point. Thank you, Stavros.
Saying so true and then letting something just fucking just hang. Fucking rules, dude.
Oh, dude, the bitch from House Hunters is dead.
Who?
Who? Oh, it's Suzanne.
Suzanne Wang.
What?
She's dead.
What
She's
happened?
56.
Which is weird. With all this Shane stuff, you forget the Chinese people die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because in your mind, they live forever.
True.
That's what they're trying to make you forget, honestly. Yeah.
So what happens now? Her body just sort of disintegrates while eggs hatch and like, more of them come out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, she just starts to decompose and then like the larval versions of her?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she'll be God. Back in about 20, you know,
come
30
out of
years.
Her chest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was she the one that does that show with her like husband or ex?
No, it's an Asian lady that hosts House Hunters.
Could she get?
She's like,
could she take a stuffing?
I don't like House
she
Hunters.
She was hot. I liked. yeah, it's kind of boring. The way they when they do it on vacation for like people, international House Hunters is all right, so you can see how people.
Here's the thing, dude. It's all live. Fucking. It's all fake, dude.
It's all fake, yeah.
And I don't want that. I want to know. I want to be on the edge of my seat. Is this hot Cuban lady going to beat Bobby Flay at cooking, you know, pernil or whatever the fuck?
Is that fake?
No, saying? I'm saying it's not.
You're saying cooking shows are real.
Cooking shows are the only true fucking competition. The only real reality show is a cooking contest. Chopped, beat Bobby Flay, etc.
Is beat Bobby Flay a show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it's like Iron Chef, but the only Iron Chef is Bobby Flay.
Yeah, you got to beat Bobby Flay. The way it works is there's two, and let me explain.
Pernil is slamming, dude.
And actually, I think that's Dominican, right? That's not Cuban.
It's Cuban.
Is it?
They have it at that Cuban spot by me. It's like pork, right?
It's
like roast pork.
Yes, yeah. It's pork shoulder, actually.
It's really good.
Respect to my fellow lovers of that cut of meat. But how big beat Bobby Flay works is two chefs.
Yo, I missed you in Toronto. I went to Japanese or Korean barbecue.
Why didn't you go back to that Chinese restaurant and kill that guy?
Which Damn. Guy?
The guy that disrespected us.
Like, I'm supposed to remember which fucking one.
Come on, Adam.
I remember him.
Yeah.
It was so funny when we were leaving. We're all pissed, and the guy in the kitchen's just watching the whole thing go down. He's dying of laughter.
I hated that guy.
The guy in the kitchen, I loved.
The
one
guy
that was laughing.
Good. The waiter, yeah. I still want to fuck up.
I'm still pissed just thinking of it.
Nick goes back and just fucks up the wrong guy, the wrong waiter.
He's like, you know what? I'm just
you know what you did,
your
pal. Damn, how was the KBBQ?
It was okay, but I mean, you know, just it was one of those all-you-can-eat places where you just put more shit on the card.
The best.
And those motherfuckers, they underestimated me.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, can I do, yeah, more. I was there for 3 hours.
I love that, dude.
Yeah, I had to meet someone for dinner, and they showed up hours late. No, they're perfect.
I got it going.
Yeah.
I got the grill popping. Me and Ben O'Brien got fucking stoned out of our cocks and went to one of those. And literally the man, this happens to me a lot at one of those places where the guy begs me to let the meat cook longer before I try and eat it. Multiple waiters.
You could get sick, man.
Multiple waiters have been like, please let it cook.
Yeah, longer. When I went with you in L.A., I was like, oh, this is Stav's place of business.
Dude,
you have like your game face on.
Oh, dude, I know what I'm doing.
They brought me, because it was like, I got the all-you-can-eat, right? And so they bring like the usual shit that I know, like the beef and pork and chicken or whatever. But they also brought like salmon. Like raw salmon, which like if you put that on the fucking grill, it's just gonna disintegrate.
No, it'll work.
It'll work, but if it's
hot,
you have
enough
to wait for it to release itself.
Yes, for sure.
With, like, more so than other meats.
Absolutely.
And you know, I like didn't know. I'm like, because it's an Asian restaurant, so I just assume I'm gonna be eating the fish raw.
Yes. You
know? And so
of course
the guy comes over. I'm like, am I supposed to grill the fish or whatever? And he goes, oh, no soy sauce. And I was like, no, the salmon, am I supposed to cook it? He's like, yeah, no soy sauce. I was like, I don't even know how you're getting, like, it's what, how far the fuck away.
Maybe he meant don't put soy sauce on the fish before you cook it?
Yeah, that sounds like what he was trying to say.
Yeah, but I'm like asking, am I supposed to cook it?
Yeah. Did you ever come with anything?
I cooked it halfway and ended up fucking up the grill. And
damn.
Yeah, making a huge mess. Fish fuck fell down into the bottom. So damn, that guy turned out to be fucking an asshole.
An idiot, dude.
Yeah. Wow. Great. I destroy the grill. Then I start doing the...
Nice, man. Thank you, dude. Yeah.
No soy sauce. Yeah.
Somebody claps when a waiter drops something, but it's just me breaking on the plate. I drop my own plate. My pants fall off and the tablecloth gets sucked into my ass and it rips. It pulls all the plates off the table and they shatter and I'm clapping. Wow, great job.
Really good job.
Everyone can see my penis.
Real mature, everyone.
Wow. Nice work.
Real sweet and good. Yeah. You fucking idiots.
Yeah, I'll be in the bathroom
trying to get this tablecloth out of my ass. I don't know how a whole
clog all the toilets. I'm like, come back to the table completely naked, just bleeding profusely. There's pieces of the bathroom mirror in my skin. I'm like, a little bit a service, please.
I'm sorry. I thought it was all you can eat. I'm not done.
May I have more sushi?
You're just eating the fucking beef raw as hell. Oh, fuck. Damn, I got a spot and I'm too tired from this jet lag.
Take a nap before.
I guess I will. I suppose I will. Yeah, I had some incredible meals over in fucking Greece, brother.
I can imagine.
The seafood, fresh. There was a waiter who kept going up to this black guy and being like, Obama, number one boy, America. Number one, America, Obama. And the black guy was like, I've been Idris. I've been Denzel. He was like, sorry, man. Yeah. Truly, people in other countries just don't know how to fucking do not understand. They just think like black people are not regular ass people.
Oh, yeah,
people.
Dude. Taiwan.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I went in on the Shane thing and I had anytime you get like Asians get mad on there, they're like, yo, you want to settle this in the streets? It's like, no.
Yeah, of course not.
I had some like Taiwanese SoundCloud rapper.
Who got mad at you?
Yeah, mad at me.
For that Chinatown.
Yeah. And it's like, Taiwan is the most racist. When it comes to black people, at least. I mean, it's insane. That's where that Hitler Cafe is and that...
Oh, hell yeah.
That store called... Like, I don't even...
Oh, I know what you mean.
I don't even want to fucking say it, but that one that's...
The
like,
N-word king?
Yes.
Yes.
Damn. Which, like, that one hits hard.
Dude, I remember when I saw that, my brain, like, short-circuited. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Which, it's so funny now because, like, American malls are in such a state of disrepair. If you told me that store was in Lake Forest, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're trying stuff out over there.
Yeah, right.
They're just trying to drive next traffic.
Next to Style One yeah, and, like, KS Designs, and it's a Korean guy that sells bootleg snapbacks.
I love a dying ass mall, dude.
Yeah.
Rainbow.
I don't know, man. Lake Forest is cool now.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's all those stores. They still have that place. It's a place that has like 10 million snapbacks and they sell like mixtapes.
Hell yeah.
And like just like Stewie Griffin tall tees.
Yeah, Stewie Griffin, but he's in a tall tee and a chain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. And then it's like, compadre es loco color de mi acá. I guess that's what Stewie says.
Hell yeah, dude. Hispanic Stewie.
uh,
Yeah, I honestly, I'm kind of shocked Stewie hasn't been in more, like, you know. I feel like Looney Tunes definitely had their run, and now SpongeBob is unmistakably has a part in black culture that I was not expecting.
Because of those deep
fried
love
memes. SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the memes, and now Kyrie has a bunch of shoes that are, he released a bunch of fucking Mr. Krabs and SpongeBob shits.
I never liked SpongeBob. Well, I didn't really have access to it, but.
You didn't have Nickelodeon?
I never. What's that?
You didn't have Nickelodeon?
No. But I also thought it was gay. On top of not.
I liked it.
Not having access to it, I thought that's gay.
I think it's a quality program.
Yeah.
And I did have Suck Nickelodeon as a child.
Yeah.
We didn't, and then you needed Dish Network to get Greek channels, so then we got cable.
Nice.
So that my dad could watch Greek news.
Uh-huh.
And the same sitcoms over and over again.
Yeah. What is Greek news like? There is a man whose penis is fell out of his pants on the bus, and everyone laughed at him.
That's basically it.
That's funny. Yeah.
Breaking news, a man's penis fall out. Okay, we go on break.
Wait, isn't Greece one of those European countries where there's like a comedian politician?
No.
Italy has one, I know that.
We don't have that shit, dude. No.
I thought Greece did too.
No. Greece, it's like the same four fucking families every like just get to be.
And they own everything.
It's like the Papandreou family. Like Mitsotaki and some other shit. I don't fucking know.
And they're corrupt as hell?
Yeah.
That's tight, dude.
It is, you know.
You should fuck one of the daughters.
I want to. I'm saying I'm trying to get famous and just act in Greek over there and leave America. It's so nice. Everything's so cheap, dude. It's like rent in Athens. You can find like an apartment for like 300 euros a month. I told my cousin how much rent costs here. He was like, he thought I was kidding. He did not. He did not even understand what the fuck. So that's my plan, dude.
Maybe there are there's a good amount of expats in Athens, right?
Why don't we move to Greece? We can do the podcast from anywhere.
So what's are we supposed to be mad at the Working Families Party?
Why they endorsed Elizabeth Warren?
When I think of working families, I imagine like a upper middle class white like a Seventh Heaven family just standing on a corner, and Stephen Collins is like, "You looking for a good time?" Yeah, you can fuck all of us.
You want to fuck
Simon,
anything?
You can fuck Simon.
Simon was cute.
Yeah. Do you think he fucked Ruthie on the set?
I don't think he
was that.
I don't think
Jessica,
he shat where
Jennifer
he
Beals.
I thought
Jessica
he.
Beals,
I got the vibe that he's like.
First of all, if you didn't try to fuck Jessica Biel on that show, you're fucking gay.
She's fired, dude.
Anybody, PA, if you worked on that show and you weren't constantly.
So you think this child, this hot child, yeah. She was constantly being accosted for pussy by like the grips.
If I, she wasn't a kid. Dude, she was like 18 when she was on the show.
Yeah. She was an adult, dude.
Yeah, the guy that played
I
Matt
forgot
because
I fucked
like
her.
37 years old. The only one that was a kid was the kids were fucking the kid that played Simon. What's his name? David Gallagher.
I don't fucking
Ruthie.
Know. You know way more about Seventh Heaven than
McKenzie.
I do.
Yeah, I watched a lot of it.
Oh, but SpongeBob was gay.
SpongeBob. Well, I thought Seventh
Heaven.
Well,
he was a basic.
You thought it was funny?
Yeah.
Like you watched.
He was like a pastor, right?
No, I didn't. I was like, fuck this family. You know, I mean, like, look at this gay ass family that like love each other.
I'm gonna tune in 400 times to this.
No, it was like on syndicated on UPN or something.
Yeah, it was. It was on WB, I think.
Maybe it was WB. So like, I just watched television.
Of course,
so
yeah.
I would watch a lot of that show. I tried, and I've said it before, but I tried to do it to edit. To go, because my memories of that show is constantly the mom crying and bitching, and that might have been projection. But I'm like, man, this mom's a bitch. This mom,
interesting.
She's always crying about her fucking dumb dad with Alzheimer's. She's like, Pop's dying. Pop's gonna die. It's like, shut up,
bitch.
Fucking bitch. No one cares.
Fuck you.
Your husband has to make sure God isn't pissed.
Yep.
He's got to listen to your bullshit
about your stupid ass dad.
Why don't you read the fucking Bible? He's your daddy now. Your daddy sold you to him.
To the Lord.
Sorry he can't remember that with his dumb ass brain. that should be in hell by now.
Do you think people with Alzheimer's, it's because they committed a bad deed?
Yeah. All disease.
No, that's not true.
And they're being punished for like rape?
No.
I knew a guy who molested his grandchildren. He got Alzheimer's.
And then you had to feel bad for him.
No, I was like, nice, good, fuck him.
And then you molested him.
Well, then I raped him.
He just pretended he had Alzheimer's. He's like, can I come over for dinner? And they're like, no, you molested our son. He's like, oh, where am I? I don't know. What the hell are you talking about? What is it, the 1920s? just wearing diapers for pretend.
When my grandma started dementia, we all thought she was faking. Because she would like always forget things conveniently. Like, just... And then it was like, oh no, this person actually has dementia. We all felt really bad.
I got an uncle that's deaf, and he like for years just never got the
the cochlear implant.
Yeah, I don't know if he has a cochlear implant or he got some kind of, because he wasn't born deaf. Mm-hmm. He just went deaf over like the course of his life.
Listening to too much fucking Judas Priest.
Basically, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He was like a he does musician stuff.
Sucking the dick. Sucking the dick.
But then like also a musician. So like
That sucks.
Yeah, you just sit with like headphones on and like listen to music.
Wow.
But
that'd be like if you lost the ability to say slurs.
I heard that MTA workers go deaf from like
from
working
the screeching.
Yeah, from the screeching.
But so he. Yeah, he went deaf, I guess, and then like,
from all the autistic guys riding the train screeching when you tell them to get off.
Yeah.
All right, time's up.
It's not funny.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Time's up. You have to leave, Marcus.
Sorry, Nick.
I want to ride it.
I would love it if CNN let me write an article calling someone out for making fun of trains.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh yeah, ha ha.
You could.
Yeah.
They'll let basically any asshole write on that shit.
But yeah, no, he got good at like just pretending like he was listening to people because he was
really
deaf. And then he got the fucking whatever, his ears are fixed now, and he just doesn't
he pretends he's still deaf.
Yeah,
respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's tight. Yeah, or you can just turn it off when your wife is bitching. Yeah,
hell yeah. Me and Adam high fived. It didn't pick up, but
yeah,
high guived.
We dapped.
No, we didn't. We did not high-give. Take it back, or I will suck you off.
I guess Jake Head just got engaged.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
Oh, mazel tov to Jake.
Yeah.
Mazel, my friend,
mazel.
Jake.
Congrats to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just reporting on Instagram.
Yeah, see what else we got on Instagram.
What's in your feed? Oh, yeah, I just saw that post.
My friend Ellis decided to... I guess he's hiking.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Tell him that's a nice pick.
Yeah, tell Ellis, good job on hiking. Let's see what else he's up to. I guess he fixed this tractor.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Shout out to Ellis for fixing his tractor.
That is tight.
Former wide receiver Calvin Johnson said he smoked weed after every game.
I'm looking at this right now. And Nate Robinson did the praise hands.
Should I buy this? I keep getting targeted pay-per-view ads for this Spence versus Porter fight.
Yeah, I guess.
Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
People over for boxing.
Yeah, I'm down to watch a fight.
Yeah, if you can think of people I should invite, please email me a list of names.
Okay. Invite me. What are you talking? I was invited to the last one. It was my idea.
I don't. Yeah, I suppose. I don't know though. Sucking the dick, sucking the dick,
sucking the dick, sucking the dick. There I was completely
naked. Denzel might play Magneto. That would be cool. Mm-hmm.
Denzel?
Yep.
Magneto's Jewish, dude. That's fucked up.
The black.
Now I'm pissed, bro. He's a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, so.
How are you going to make him black?
They probably got black guys in the Holocaust.
It would be great if they just fucking retconned the Holocaust to be black people in that movie.
That would
be so
good.
Where this woke shit goes too far, and then the Holocaust is just German blacks being sent into the camps.
Honestly, that would be really
no,
cool.
No, let's be honest.
That would make the Holocaust cool.
Can we be honest? Would the powers that be in entertainment let that happen?
Of course not. Well, apparently they're letting Denzel play Magneto, one of the most powerful Jewish characters in any movie. The bad guy that can bend metal with his brain because of the Holocaust. He learned how to bend metal in the Holocaust.
We've talked about that, right? How he should have stopped the Holocaust. Yeah. We did. Yeah, I think you said something about making the trains go backwards or something.
Yeah, looping the tracks around.
Yeah.
There's a million ways you could do it. If fucking everything's made out of metal.
I know. Hitler had a bunch of medals on his shit.
Yeah. Magneto never.
He could put a medal up Hitler's ass.
Magneto's kind of a fucking moron. All the shit you could do.
I think he was just a boy, and his metal bending powers weren't as powerful. I think that's probably the
making excuses again. For him. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I would have loved if in real life Magneto stopped the Holocaust.
Comics, though, you know that he can use his powers to like manipulate metal to stop things, but only if they're truly wrong.
What are you talking about? He's the bad guy. He's the bad guy, Nick.
That's.
Yeah.
No, that's
the
not
only
true.
Way his powers can be activated if there's a great injustice happening.
Okay. That's, they explain that.
Great edgelord comedy, guys, that the Holocaust was good.
Wow, who said that?
We're not saying that. We're just talking about the comics.
Cool edgelord take, guys.
We're talking about the comics.
We're talking
dude.
About the comics.
We're just trying to have an. I read that on Mike Lawrence's Instagram. I'm on his Instagram right
Everybody
now.
Everybody knows Lawrence says that Magneto wanted the Holocaust to happen because he used to be good, and then he became bad when he got older. That's why he let the Holocaust happen.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. What's up with all these autistic kids trying to stop global warming? Shouts out to them.
Oh, that girl?
Yeah.
Greta?
I don't understand that shit. People keep sharing that, and it's like, what, because it's a fucking baby we're supposed to, like, care now?
No, I thought it's the opposite.
She's cool.
I thought
a six-year-old is telling me
I've been seeing people talk about how she's annoying and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I don't get it. She
seems
like a nice kid.
My sock puppets to follow you and reply to all your shit. That's what your timeline is filled with.
You have sock puppet
the
accounts?
The 400 accounts I use to harass you with. Like that Indian god at like 9 different computers.
Oh, yeah.
Harassing you from different accounts.
With all your arms?
Yeah.
He's got the face of a Groiper.
What is Groiper exactly?
I think it's they replaced Pepe with it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even remember what Pepe looks like now.
He's cute.
Pepe is cute. Poor guy that made Pepe, you know?
I think Pepe is, like, cool now.
I mean, he's always cool.
I think Pepe's back.
Is Pepe back? You heard it here first, folks.
Oh, I guess Groiper is Pepe.
It's like an ugly Pepe?
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm reading Know Your Meme.
One of my favorite websites.
So, yeah, Groiper is... Groiper refers to an exploitable illustration of Pepe the Frog resting his chin on interlocked hands, variations of which are commonly used as profile avatars among the alt-right and the new right or whatever.
New right?
Yeah, something like that. And then the first comment is from English Heathenism. The alt-right proving they are unoriginal tossers yet again.
Tossers?
That'll show them.
Mm-hmm. English hedonism, what's that? Just getting your ass fucked with like a powdered wig on?
Yeah. Yeah, some sort of libertine.
I like the clown one.
The Groiper clown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm a big fan of clown memes in general, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know? Do you remember that was like a thing? Like clowns
being
in the
scared
hood?
Of them?
They're like, yeah, like people were going around neighborhoods dressed like clowns.
I don't think it was clowns in the hood. I think it was just people were trying to be scary with dressed as clowns. The clowns, the clowns in my head.
Mm-hmm.
All my imaginary friends are scary clowns. Shit like that.
When's the Joker out? We gotta go see it.
We do have to go see that, man.
I can't wait.
You know, Honkler, Clown Pepe, also known as Honk Honk or Honkler, is the original name Pepo Clown, is a depiction of Pepe the Frog wearing a clown. It's so funny that people are like, afraid of this. Hillary dipshit liberals that see that and
Hillary
like,
Clinton gave a speech George. About it.
Oh, it's the this is a clown frog. Ah, it's I just know. Like the Holocaust.
That's exactly how it all started, Nick. Mm-hmm.
With clown memes?
First they started the clown memes and I said nothing.
Even though my I'm a clown
even
ass.
Even though
bitch.
I am a clown.
Which is what that is what you are.
Oh, interesting. Because some people like there's black pilling and there's clown pilling.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's
both,
that?
They both deal with existential anxiety, which is like black pilling, I guess, would be to lean into the nihilism of the absurdity, whereas clown pilling is laughing at it.
Oh, like
so
a,
we're
like
clown
like a Joker
Camus
kind of thing.
Versus Sartre answer to.
Those aren't the same guy?
No, they're two different guys.
Those are definitely different guys.
Yeah. They're both faggots, though.
I think Sartre was a faggot. I don't know about Camus.
You mean he was a homosexual man?
Oh, no,
man?
Foucault was gay.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, with a name like that.
Yeah, I want you to Foucault my ass.
I don't know if Sartre Woo! Was.
Can you come over and Foucault me in the ass, please? Mm. Do you think he had a boyfriend named Suko?
Yeah, Fuko and Suko.
His
yeah. Japanese
me
boyfriend.
And Fook you. Dude, I would fucking smash those twins in the Austin Powers movie.
Oh my God. Ooh. Yeah,
remember
dude.
Remember how hot they were?
Mm. I remember. You can say I have some personal experience
you
with how hot they
I,
were.
I fucking.
With their pussies specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I checked out their pussies.
Yeah, let's go ahead and Google these.
In a major way.
These.
I had access to
Oh,
their
I guess there's a lot of pictures of white women dressing up as Fook Me and Fook You.
Boo!
Hopefully none of them have media jobs now. Before they get canceled.
Fook
I think it's comedians should, instead of just striking back at other comedians, we should start canceling journalists.
Hell yeah.
We should start doing this to fucking the people that began this process. Because it wasn't comedians that did this.
No.
It was all just these media dorks.
These fucking losers.
Comedy didn't have a problem until fucking Lindy's stuck her fucking big fat nose in it.
Now everyone's an expert.
I do love that it is funny that the first one of these was Daniel Tosh, right? Probably.
The first one like this, yeah.
And it's like, remember who she pointed to as the example of
Louis?
Yeah.
That
shit is pretty good.
The good guy comic.
And I love the like hubris of all these comics now. They're like, yeah, I have nothing I'm worried about. You can look back at my history and there's nothing I'm worried about. And it's like, okay, we'll wait 2 years and see where the goalposts move to.
Right.
And they're like, well, what do you think the goalposts are going to move? Maybe just be decent. And it's like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I know.
You know? I mean, because it's like, by chance, or not by chance, it's just because, like, none of this really has to do with principles at all. It's like fucking good guys and bad guys and anyone outside.
Virtue signaling, all that kind of shit.
It's not even virtue signaling. I mean, it's like so clearly like, you know, someone dug through and found all of Megan Amram's like old, like problematic tweets, which, by the way, are very fucking
They're
fun.
Really, and they're from 2011.
Yeah.
Like 2009.
Yeah.
Like Barack Obama was not for gay marriage in 2009.
Yeah.
like what the fuck?
Well, even then, it's like, I mean, I guess the counter argument is like, yeah, comedy's supposed to evolve or whatever. And it's like, okay, that's fine. It's like, but nobody's like, yeah, this guy's lazy and he's not funny. They're saying he should be fired because his ideas are dangerous and hateful.
Yeah.
So you don't get to make the claim that like, oh, it's not boundary pushing. It's just fucking, you know, lazy or whatever. It's like, well, then what are you afraid of? You know, it's like, you really, this, you know, you're going to try and tell me that SNL is a meritocracy. And the funniest people in the world are on that show? No. No, I mean, he literally pushed a fucking boundary. Like, oh, what's the boundary? That you're not allowed to do Asian voices? Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
It's the fucking boundary that Colbert discovered.
Yeah.
And then because they're worried about, you know, like, oh, well, we don't know what's going to happen or whatever. Also, behind closed doors, I guarantee you, behind closed doors, Stephen Colbert was not like, geez, I think I really hurt that Suey girl's feelings.
Yeah.
The fucking conversations that motherfucker was having that week were not like, oh, all this introspection and worrying about fucking people's feelings. They marked that for being the career's bullshit that it fucking
Did Colbert
was.
Apologize?
Of course he apologized. And then Suey was like...
I don't
like,
remember that.
Yeah. He was like, I'm really sorry. They fired the intern that tweeted the joke from the show, if I remember correctly.
Hilarious.
So, but not no consequences for him, other than apologizing.
What happened to Suey Park?
She got fat.
That's really sad,
She's not hot anymore.
That's really sad, bro.
Wait, didn't somebody who... No, she doesn't, like, show her titties, does she? Is that someone else?
What?
Does she have OnlyFans? Dude, should we start our own OnlyFans?
Honestly, I kind of think about it, dude. I get some thirsty...
It's on brand for you, Stop, for sure.
How much do you think I could... Do I have to show my cock? Do I have to beat off?
I'll tell you what, though. I would date every one of these Asian women that are mad.
Really?
Every single one.
That would be
I
cool.
have, dude.
Yeah, I know. And we would sit there and laugh at you.
No, they don't laugh at me.
I like that your last girlfriend was technically still Asian.
Why?
Oh, that's true.
Belarus is part of Europe.
You just said it's part of Russia, which is part of Asia.
Russia is in Europe and Asia.
Eurasia.
The Caucasus Mountains separate Europe and Asia.
And ethnically, what is she?
The Suck Caucasus Mountains.
Well, you don't want me to answer that question.
Why?
Oh, I thought you said ethically.
Oh.
No, I think I was thinking of someone else who has her titties out that it was not Suey Park.
Oh. Who were you thinking of?
I don't know, man. Probably literally not related at all.
That'd be so funny if they're like digging up old tweets, but you dig up old nudes. You're like, fuck, you hypocrite much? Look at this perfect pair. And you're saying that Shane can't say that, but you got perfect tits? You fucking hypocrite.
That would be hypocritical to have nice ass titties. Psych, it wouldn't be. And I encourage everyone to have nice titties.
Yeah, it's good for society.
And if you don't, that's okay too. But I encourage you to try. And that's my take. And that's my piece on the whole issue.
Yeah.
Fuck, I have this giant Greek chocolate bar that I keep nibbling on.
Is it in your house?
It's in my house. I gave it to my...
You're not going to invite us over?
Hershey's Kiss was great.
Did you eat it?
I'm going to just eat increasingly larger and larger chocolate statues throughout my life.
I respect that.
And then one day I'm going to eat an entire replica of the Eiffel Tower. And that'll be my legacy.
Like a one-to-one scale.
My legacy. As they say.
How big is the Y? That's pretty big,
dude. That's pretty big.
I could do it.
I don't think you
In
could.
Vegas, we have, a 1-to-3 scale Eiffel Tower.
I honestly don't think... I think the chocolate would go bad faster than you could
chocolate
eat it.
Chocolate doesn't go bad.
Yeah,
what
it
are you
does.
Talking about? That's why it's dessert.
No, it's
not. That's true, Nick. Desserts don't go bad.
If something that went bad, you wouldn't wait till the end to eat it.
That's true.
Good point.
You would eat it first.
Yeah.
I take my point back. I rescind my point.
Yeah, thank you.
Owned.
I'm fucking owned on that one, bro.
He owned you.
Mm-hmm. You owned my cock.
Face it, you got owned.
Okay.
All right, so we have Funny Moms on Monday.
Mm. Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do. I only know of one person that's booked. Ahmed Weinberg's going to be there.
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so come out to that. Come
on
out
the 23rd. Sorry, Funny Moms. Tomorrow.
So we got Funny Moms 23rd and the 30th.
And the 30th. I'm going to be gone for that one, though.
Okay, no worries. And I will be in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Friday and Indianapolis on Saturday.
Fort Brain, Indiana.
Fort Brain. Hell I'm going to be getting sucked off. And
that.
Louisville on the 29th. And then, yeah, bro. Come out and see me over there, bro. And then October 11th, I'm in... The Flying J in Medford. It's some fucked up little airport. I don't know. It was probably stupid to do this show, but if you live in Medford, New Jersey, or surrounding parts, just come out, man. It'll be fun. I got to start promoting that shit. I'm back. I'm vibrant. I went to yoga this
morning.
It's
good to have you back, bud. We missed you.
Good to be back, boys.
We missed you. Nick and I have both been depressed, so.
I'm so hungry.
Do you want to eat my nuts?
I had a really nice Mediterranean lunch before I came here.
Yeah, you had Mediterranean?
I had seafood. I had calamari and grilled zucchini. It was very good.
That's lovely.
anyway, okay.
I had some chips, some tortilla chips.
That's good. Buy Nick's t-shirts at cum.town/imgay. Dot no, Nick Mullen.
Not gay.
That's the website?
Yeah.
Whoa, Nick.
Yeah, it is. It's cum.town/imgay.nickmullen. This is for real. I'm actually coming out of the closet in this way.com.
Cool.
So buy those and come see us at Funny Moms.
Should I go to Hong Kong to fight people?
Yeah, you should.
I mean, I don't know which side to be on, but I want to be part of the violence. I want to be... They call me Johnny Violence. In Africa, they call her Sister Violence. that Elizabeth Warren fucking selfie article, did you see that in the Washington?
That was so fucking stupid.
I mean,
it was like Frederick
she's
Douglas?
She takes pictures.
Frederick Douglass. It's also like, what? What do you even mean?
Who wrote that?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, his image is what changed. It's like, no, he was an accomplished writer.
He was smart as shit. He was a great orator.
Wearing a suit is not what fucking made Frederick Douglass. Oh, he cleaned up nice. That's kind of racist in its own right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You tell him, Nick.
Yeah, I will.
Well, you tell this fucking...
This bitch.
Bitch.
I'm assuming it was a bitch of some...
I can assure you...
I assume it was a B-I-T-C.
B-I-T-C-H, Liano.
T-C, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Be quiet, slut.
So fucking true, brother. Well, that ought to do it for us, folks.
Yep. I told that bitch. If you see Elizabeth Warren, tell her I said to fuck off.
That's right.
All the way
Bernie.
Back to the TP.
We're for Bernie in second place, Beto, because he cusses.
Fucked up that she did that.
No, it's not that fucked up. It's just, and it's like, it's funny because it's like people are like, why? I mean, they're like, Bernie supporters are paying too much attention to this Elizabeth Warren thing.
Are they?
What'd
well,
she
it's
do?
Like they are, but that's because no one is paying any attention to it otherwise.
Yeah.
Like there's like zero fucking acknowledgement of it. Where
what,
it's like,
what?
If Bernie had done that, it's like any other fucking
what did
criticism.
She do?
She for a year for
she
her
was
entire
Native American.
Career, she told people she was Native American so that she could like get jobs and stuff.
And she's not?
And the
no.
evidence there's evidence
no,
that,
no, she did a 23andMe, which is so stupid.
There's evidence that no evidence that it benefited her in any way, but it's like again, what matters is fucking
it's
intention.
It's weird. Yeah.
You know? It's like that, like, if
it
some
is
reason,
weird.
People do the same thing with this cancel culture stuff. They're like, oh, yeah, oh, cancer culture fucking exists. Show me one comedian that didn't just immediately get paid more or whatever. And it's like, well, for the most part, it's like, you can't even pick out the guys that in like the local scene, someone was like, he was creepy to me. And now he can't fucking even go do open mics anymore. So maybe that's one person. You're picking guys like Louis C.K. that have been like an international fucking celebrity forever. And also on top of that, it's like, wasn't your goal to make it so they can't work again?
Yeah, so what you're saying, yeah.
So you're saying like, oh, the thing I tried to do didn't work. That means it doesn't exist. And it's like, how is that a fucking defense of anything that's shitty behavior?
I know.
It's like, oh, yeah, we tried to drown that black guy,
right.
But it didn't work. So I guess racism isn't real.
Dude, speaking of that fucking nerd, Seth, whatever the fuck, he tweeted how like he was mad that Shane was at the stand. It's like, he can't do SNL. Let's say that's reasonable. Let's say that's a reasonable thing.
Uh-huh.
The motherfucker can't do $25 spots at comedy clubs
Literally
anymore.
$25.
Literally, he can't make $25 doing stand-up comedy because he said something you didn't agree with. Even if he said something fucking completely fucking heinous, so he just can't do it at all.
Yeah.
I don't fucking get it.
He should be a beggar on the street.
It doesn't make, what the fuck? Anyway.
Yeah, apparently some insane woman or I don't know. I saw some woman saying that Seth Simons was like creepy or something.
Hell yeah.
And then I like just retweeted it with the Michael Jackson like popcorn. And then someone just DM'd me to warn me that that woman's not credible. But hey,
whatever.
We'll see
man.
How this plays out. It's out of my hands.
Listen, you're a journalist.
Yeah, look, hey. I'm just reporting what I hear.
The National Enquirer is actually the first one who broke the Monica Lewinsky story.
Oh, yeah. The tweet is unavailable. It's been deleted.
Which one? From that girl?
Yeah, I just checked.
You probably blew up her spot.
Well, I guess I should find an archive of it.
All right. That's going to do it for us, folks. Come see us live and suck us off and eat our balls, etc. Goodbye.
Right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Man, I can't wait to have gay sex later. Once the podcast.
Nick!
We're still recording, bro.
Oh, no.